I've been asked by the board and by the chairman to take a major role on the footballing side of the club. I'm on the main board, and obviously as a main board director, as you would in any setup, I will take an interest in everything. But I'm going to focus on the football side of the club. We're going to form a football board, a very small board of probably four people, with a high level of football expertise, of which Brian Little will be part, and so will a new person to be recruited as a probably best described as a head of football operations. There'll be somebody with good football experience, but someone also who can operationally do a lot at our training ground at Bodymore Heath, because I think a lot needs to be done. This board will be responsible really for the football part of Aston Villa.
So in terms of comparing what has been here and what will be here, how is it different? How is it going to work?
Well, I think the main difference, we're going to have a dedicated football resource at a high level. I think up to now, there's been more general input to the football side. There's been a surprising lack of real football expertise here at sort of board level. So we're going to have a dedicated board with some specialist people, which I hope I can include myself, because I come with a lot of experience. It'll be for us to look at the structures that we've got here and just get the thing into just stronger shape.
In the short term, is part of that having a look at what's going on right now and saying, okay, we want to keep that, we want to let that go? Is that part of it as well?
Absolutely. To look at the whole thing, to examine it from top to bottom in terms of personnel, the whole, as you would in any organisation, does it need streamlining? There's all sorts of questions that we need to look at. So we'll examine the whole thing pretty quickly. We've got to get a bit of a move on here because... we've got this period until the end of the season, then we've got the close season, and we don't leave any of these things or decisions or anything at all late. We want to get moving while there's an opportunity to make change before we get involved in whichever division we're in. We're in a problem at the moment. Who knows? We might win a string of matches and get out of it. But whatever happens, there's work to be done. The quicker we can do it, the better.
So would you decide if Remy stays? Would you decide if a player is bought? How would that work?
At the end of the day, decisions of that scale will in the end be made by the board. I mean, you can't take responsibility away from the main board, but they will work on a recommendation from this football board, which I will chair, and which I would hope will have serious authority in these things. So, although as in any setup, the ultimate authority must be with the main board itself, these decisions will be worked on, put together, recommended, and I sincerely hope accepted, from the football board.
And in terms of the recruitment, which has grabbed one or two headlines in recent times, Aston Villa, again, that's your baby, if you like. Now,
it's the baby of the football board. Yeah, absolutely. All aspects of football, from the physio work, the medical side, the scouting side, every aspect will come under the football board.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and just finally, how does it work day to day with the manager? In terms of he's off in the training ground, I presume you're going to meet once a week, twice, or what?
Well, the manager is going to report into me directly. Okay, the rest of the football operation will report in to the football operations guy that I mentioned when we've got him. But I believe that it's very important for the manager to have a sort of personal relationship with a very senior person in the club, where you've got, you can talk to each other, you've got confidence, we can talk every week or every day or whenever, and you build up that level of confidence, and he knows that he's dealing with someone who can deliver on his part if we think, that the request or whatever he needs is correct. But I'm a great believer in operating properly and using your colleagues. If we have a board, then the board has to agree things. At the end of the day, the main board here has to be the final authority on major decisions.